Rob Ryan,
Anthony Kapfer,
Brett Druck,
Jared Berenstein.
They are
four comedians. They're also real good friends, working on jokes. The fun never ends. They're asking each other, is this anything?
Remember when you were hosting that show and you forgot my name?
That was so funny. That's one of the funniest. That was one of the funniest moments on stage
I've
ever experienced. Don't know what happened. It was like, hilarious.
Right here. After knowing you for like three years. Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
I thought it was a joke. You're like, I forgot. What's your name again?
Yeah, it was like I was the crowd was clapping. I was like, yeah, get those claps up because this next guy's hilarious. He's so funny music. He's And then I asked you on the mic. I was like, look, I know your name. Just give me a hint for the first name, and I could do it.
And then he just shows you his guitar.
And you just,
I think that's what I did.
Guitar drums.
Mr. Guitar. Oh, nice. Man. Actually, Nori Davis.
Hi, Brett.
Every time I see him, he's like, what up, guitar man? That's what he knows my name.
Does he?
He does. No, I've
you
heard
sure?
him. I've heard him use it. He knows my name.
He told me all white people look alike to him, so he just likes to find a prop to call people.
Are you liberal, Jarrett?
No, he calls me cell phone guy because one time I was holding my cell phone.
Damn. He must have saw you early on.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had like 10 cell phone guys, you know?
Could you come up a decibel?
And
up
thanks for listening. That was the episode.
Mm-hmm. Up a skosh. I'm going to put myself up a skosh.
I like that I gave an actual measurement of volume and you made up at one.
What did you say?
I said a decibel.
What even is that, Brett?
Oh, so you're doing metric.
Yes.
Skosh is the American word for decibel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
How's this?
Better?
That sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
In every music studio I've ever been in, they never use the correct term. They always say stuff like, turn it down just a cunt hair. That's what they say in music studios.
That is so weird.
You gotta stop recording music at men's rights recording studios. And sell records.
Hey, could you Jew down that volume a little bit?
Are the Donald Studios? Hey, everybody. How are we all doing?
Woohoo!
Good. Feeling good.
Yeah, anything new with anybody?
I put up a new video yesterday that did really well. 500,000 views.
Was this the Trump's doctors video?
That's right.
That was very, very funny.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Very funny.
I am trying very hard because I started doing really well on TikTok right around the same time that I went on antidepressants. And so I am trying really hard to not attach my own good mood to when videos do well for me on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because when they don't, I get noticeably less excited about life. And that is not a healthy way of approaching a person's art.
So maybe the video had more to do with it than the antidepressants.
It's possible. It's possible. But so now that a video is doing well, I'm trying to like be like, okay, let's
You're starting fights with your fiance just to balance it out.
Yeah, now I'm just like, I'm not gonna like, you know, fly off the handle positively. And then when a video doesn't do well, I can use this new neutral to make sure that I don't fly down too far. Does that make sense?
A horrible thing to negotiate with yourself that then you begin to deny yourself some of these highs and happiness out of fear of the lows, which is just a terrible yeah. thing.
How does the audience feel about this? Sound off in the comments and we will be checking.
And if we don't get enough views on this, you know how this is going to go for Jared.
I'm really teetering on the edge, so please leave positive comments, a little affirmation.
Oh, no.
I like the idea that...
our last Is This Anything video didn't do well.
Who's Team Mania? Who's Team Depression? Sound off in the comments.
Dude, what's up with that microphone? It looks like a shower head.
My microphone? Yeah, it's called a snowball.
It looks like you're talking in your shower to your shower head.
Everybody teases me about this futuristic robot testicle that I talk into.
Showerheads.
Robot like testicle.
Yeah, I did not think the best description I've seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Heard.
I did not think that anybody was going to see me use this ever. I bought this for podcasting.
Meanwhile, now it's the only way that Nori Davis can identify you.
Hey, showerhead Mike. Showerhead Mike.
I like the idea that Kirsten wakes up and you have like breakfast in bed and you're like, good morning. And she's like, his video did well.
That is not far.
How many views? Just tell me about it.
Melissa, why don't you chime in? How are you doing?
How
are
you doing?
Thank mm-hmm. you for doing the show today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. I made zucchini noodles yesterday, not to brag.
That's amazing.
I did do that.
My mom used to grow really, like the zucchinis were just huge, and we would start giving them away to neighbors. But then she started making all kinds of zucchini things because there's so much zucchini. And we were growing so many of them. So we had zucchini bread and zucchini, like, I felt like, I think I had something that was just made out of zucchini. It was getting ridiculous.
Your middle name is Zucchini.
Yeah.
It's all about it.
Melissa, zucchini truck.
I just hope that you don't eventually start linking your happiness to how those noodles turn out. You know, it's not about
sometimes
that.
They'll be a little.
If there's anything that takes away my happiness, it's making those fucking noodles. I'm never gonna do it again. I tried. It was like my first time I tried it, right? And it's like you got to cut the zucchini into strips, and then you got to cut them into like little fine, you know, noodles, right? And then mm-hmm. that took me 40 minutes.
Wow.
40 minutes to cut to make noodles. I'm going to shit it out tomorrow. And I did that.
And there'll be higher quality noodles in that form.
Yeah.
Oh, is that part of the process?
Yes, that's the spiralizer part. That's the spiralizer.
Game, eat.
And tomorrow you'll be ready to eat them and serve them.
I mean, it's delicious, but is it really worth 3 days of work? You know,
I've bought them from the supermarket, and they're like $4.50 or something just for one serving.
Oh man!
But it's totally worth not having to think about spending an hour doing that prep.
Melissa, I think you win the award for first guest to look more comfortable than Jared.
Oh yeah, I'm really good at looking comfortable wherever
that's
I am.
Fair. I stepped up my game because, you know, we had a guest today. I'm not in bed the way I usually am.
You should be in bed, bro. What are you doing?
I had known this was going to be a competition.
Yeah, but you've never been like this. You've never had your arms like this behind you.
Yeah, you've never been that relaxed.
That's fair.
You should have seen me when I jumped unless out of he's the washing plane for the first time. Oh, yeah. With his microphone.
I guess I got to say this because it's burning a hole in my pocket. Since two people have talked about zucchinis already, my mom grows zucchinis too, but she lives 3 hours away in York, Pennsylvania. But one time she grew a really big zucchini and she texted me a picture of it and she said, do you want this zucchini? And I was like, if I wanted a zucchini, I would just go to the store. They're not expensive, zucchini.
She just wanted you to see her.
She wanted to show off her zucchini.
Yeah, that was a humble brag. I should have called her out for that.
Yeah.
Called her out? No, you should have taken the zucchini and complimented your mother. That's what you should have done.
As a matter of fact, go do that now. Don't. How dare you?
You're trying to find a way to put her in her place. She just wanted to give you a zucchini.
I know what you're doing, you bitch. Come on.
I've done that same thing, but with just women that I'm seeing, and it's an eggplant. I said, do you want this eggplant?
Ugh, shut up, Jeff.
You know what? Can we bring Melissa's volume down?
I hope that's all your suggestions today. Just shut up.
Just shut up.
Hey, that's a really good joke. You know what would make it better if you just shut the fuck up?
That is what actually happens in my head most of the time.
Anybody else got anything new going on? You want to share?
Yeah, something interesting with me. My roommate, who was subletting this apartment for some time, moved out. So I am now completely living alone. And
you're not naked?
Not right now, but I walk around naked every night, which I did before too, but I kind of missed the complaints.
Nice.
That's exciting. Are you going to get a new roommate, or can you manage this apartment financially by yourself?
Here's the cool thing. It's not even up to me. I'm subletting the place as well. So the guy, it's normally three people living here, but the guy who actually runs the apartment, he moved out like beginning of pandemic, and he moved and he like went to go chill with his parents, and then he's living with his boyfriend or whatever was going on. But he wanted to maintain the apartment. So me and the other guy was like, all right, whatever. And he was continuing to pay rent. Then the other guy left, and then they got someone else, and now she left too. So I'm just waiting until I get a new roommate, which who knows when that's going to be.
I know. So good.
Kind of nice. Just chilling. I'm
what
like,
a time
I
mean, to be alive.
I'm living in a three-bedroom apartment by myself. It's pretty sweet.
Nice. Awesome.
So if you guys want to come over, I'll be naked. You can just hang out.
Is that place that's up in like Inwood-ish, like that area, like way uptown?
Yeah, I'm up 181st and Fort Washington.
That's a nice area. Geez, that's, I remember.
Yeah, that's the way on the podcast.
It's just the corner. There's a lot of buildings here.
I used to live
yeah,
on...
Yeah, it really doesn't, yeah.
100, I was on 172nd and Broadway when
oh,
I was
nice.
Up there.
Yeah, I grew up on 177th in Fort Washington.
Oh, wow. That's very close.
Oh, that's out here. There's just a bunch of birds. I can't. Sorry.
No, it's
there's
fine.
Just all these birds.
They're gonna chime in. They have some jokes later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm way out in Sheepshead Bay now, so there's all kinds of birds around here, and possums and raccoons.
Well, hopefully we only hear the birds.
Yeah.
Just
a little hand.
I was going to say, because the possums can be a little controversial with their opinions.
I like possums. They just look creepy. It's not their fault.
And they eat a lot of ticks. So possums.
That's good. Yeah.
Really?
I know that. Possums are good.
I have, for the first time, had to kick out my roommate.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
You did it? You finally did it?
Well, it's not till the end of the month, but I had to notify him. And it was, it was weird. But my roommate had been bringing over guests after we had agreed to keep guests at an absolute minimum, which really is like zero. I've had zero guests over in the last 6 months. But I had to talk to him several times, and then he texted me like late Friday night and was like, hey, my cousin, I know, you know, I'm not keen on guests, but my cousin, she there's no room at my mom's, so she needs a place to crash. And I was like still like kind of understanding, and I was like, hey, yeah, I appreciate you being aware of that this isn't like ideal. I understand. And then I came home and either he was lying about why he needed somebody to stay over, or he was fucking his cousin. So either way, I don't want a fucker in here. And I don't want somebody who is going to make up shit and put my life at risk so that he can, you know what, if he had said, hey, listen, I really hate to do this, but I
got this hot cousin.
Yeah.
I got like, this smoking hot.
If he's like, I got a girl, I really want to bring her over. Is it cool? I'd be like, go for it, man. You know, no, don't make a habit of it, but please in the future, try to plan this in advance so I can vacate and then we can open the windows and you can sanitize everything by the time I come back.
Open the windows.
Circulation is that seems to air circulation seems to be the biggest, preventative in terms of contagiousness for COVID. So,
oh, right.
But
I thought you were talking about like his ball smell or something. I didn't.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about
his balls are just flopping everywhere. It's like it's just often.
It actually helps with air circulation, actually.
He's trying to get rid of the musk, you know?
It's like a fan.
Hey, man, do me a favor. If you could just, like, not bring people over because you get so excited when people are here and your balls start sweating and just permeates throughout the apartment.
Yeah.
Then your balls pheromones. Wag like a dog that's excited.
You know what you should get? You should get a roommate who's a cat person, because those people don't tend to have guests.
That is true.
Not like a million cats, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's and not even spot. Somebody who has a cat, but somebody who is a cat person.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, serial killers. Yeah, don't. Yeah. Nobody else.
You're not going to have to worry about anything. I'm really glad to know that there are empty rooms at both Rob and Brett's apartment in case in case the shit hits the fan between me and my fiance.
Or if one of your videos doesn't do well enough.
Oh, yeah.
You kick out, what if you kick out your roommate and he goes and lives with Rob?
I don't think you would like that, picture Rob. Of him.
No, yeah, you have to let me know who he is.
Would you feel bad about that?
For who?
That he put him on me?
Yeah.
I don't know how Rob may be cooler with guests,
hold on a second.
No, he's a nice guy. He just was not considerate.
Is it yes, now? And Jarrett, I mean, open invitation if anything happens between you and Kirsten, she can stay with me.
I'll be closer to the router.
Jarrett looks like, I didn't like that.
That was great.
No, debating between a couple of different things. Like, do I want to joke about the...
Yeah, right. You know, I'll say, because you were excellent usually at just, you know, making the bit come first, you know, whether it's at your expense or not. So I didn't mean to put you in that position.
As long as the bit isn't his girlfriend.
Hey, I'm going closer to the router.
Doesn't make that come first.
Freezing.
You're going closer to the router because you're freezing?
That is the right appliance.
A lot of heat comes out.
So
I'm
going to
go sit on the router because I'm really cold. And it's warm.
These blueberries are starting to turn. I better get near the router.
Yeah.
Also doesn't know what a router is.
Is this the router? This it?
The name of, the name of the our router? Show. Welcome to Is This the Router?
That router looks great. Claw. Do you have to water that daily, or is that?
This is the router. Is this the router?
The router's in bloom in October.
It's a fake router.
That great movie Jumanji. It has all those crazy routers.
Yeah, how did he not escape with that good of a signal?
Hey, he should have detected somebody.
Anthony, what's going on with you?
I just been working on some stuff. I just put out a 10-minute mini special, so I was working on that last week.
That's right. Yeah, I watched some clips. It was great.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. I did a show before the world shut down and recorded the audio for it. But I had to be creative with the video, make it.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, it does look.
Yeah, amazing. It reminds me like an early MTV vibe. That's
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it sort of reminded me a little bit of maybe the Aha music video or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
I love your collage art too on Instagram.
Oh, thanks. I want to try to. That's been fun. I just started doing digital ones. I used to just do. You know, just sit down with magazines and cut them out and stuff. So it's been fun to kind of play around with the digital aspects of what you can do.
Can you do miss your New York? Can you do your ransom notes digitally also? That's what you would do with
so
the magazine.
Far. I'm still doing those analog, but I'm gonna make the switch.
All right, cool. Well, so let's welcome. Thank you for coming, Melissa.
Thank you for coming.
We all know and love you from Comedy New York. You're hilarious, and we're super happy to have you here. Is there anything that you are? You have your podcast. What's your podcast called?
Oh, Melissa Time. It's just rambling.
Okay.
It's just rambling. For
unlike this show, which is heavily scripted.
Yeah. but it's like rambling. It's just me, like rambling. I'm a crazy lady, just a crazy middle-aged lady. Basically, this is what happens when you're childless, you know? You just
sounds amazing.
I'm like in a fucking it used to be an art studio and now they just throw trash in there. So I just sit in there with a microphone. I just talk to myself for 30 minutes a day. So
is it every day? Great.
No, so I guess actually I was thinking of doing it more often just to kind of like work the muscle a little bit more. Cause I do kind of want to eventually do a podcast. This is just kind of more me feeling it out and seeing where it goes. And I do have consistent listeners, weirdly. Like I have a weird, I don't understand why. I don't know why anybody listens to me, but people like message me and they're just like, yo, what you said about the thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But it's been an interesting, I mean, it's all I got right now. So there's no stand up. So
it's so funny the way that you describe your own podcast. Cause I was going to ask if recording it around garbage is affecting your mental state while you're recording. And meanwhile, you're sitting here being like, I have listeners. I don't know why. It's fucking dumb.
I don't know why
anybody would listen to this. And I'm like, yeah, I think the garbage might be unconsciously making you feel bad.
I think there's a bunch of people who,
yeah, I guess
who
if
are
I'm
like
sitting on a trash heap.
Yeah, the garbage in there. Like, check this out. You throw garbage in, and then it does a podcast. That's your listeners. So,
all cool. Right, microwave pizza box. What does this make me think of?
That's so hilarious. Yeah.
All right. Should we
get? But, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Oh yeah. No. Okay. So we're gonna have you promote that at the end of the show too. I want you to work on your pitch in the meantime.
Right, you don't like it's dumb. I don't know. It's just
I'm just rambling.
I don't know why people are listening to this.
I'm a crazy person.
I am garbage. I'm surrounded by garbage. I'm in a world of garbage.
I thought it was pretty good.
Podcast started off with you just kicking the door open to your boyfriend's room and being like, "It's Melissa time," and then you just sleep for an hour straight. And
he's like, "Okay,
I'm listening."
Oh, that's every morning, but while I'm drinking coffee. That's
and then like in the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark, her boyfriend just like substituted a microphone for his head. And he just kept on talking at it. And another thing.
Wow. It's like the training wheels come off.
Just make a podcast.
All right, should we get this show on the road?
Jarrett. Please let us know what the order is today.
All right. Turn it on the Jarbinator. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
A little jazzy today.
Beep, 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 bow. It's the Jarbinator's first year in college, and so you know how that goes.
He's scatting
a
lot.
I'm into jazz now. All right, so our order this week is Jarrett, Brett, Melissa, Anthony, Rob.
All right.
Hey. Nice.
Hey. So, all right. So this is a joke that I tried on the road for a little while and I could never get it to work the way that I wanted it to. So let me know what you guys think about this.
Okay.
All right. My fiance will sometimes get high when I'm on the road and start texting me completely insane high person questions. One time she texted me, "Was murder ever okay?" One time she texted me, "Do you think the sky and the ocean are friends?" One time she texted me, "Would you still be with me if I was a bird?" And my instinct was to say no, because humans shouldn't date birds. That is not a controversial thing to say. But I know how high brain logic works, and if I said no, then she would be like, "Well, if you loved my spirit, it wouldn't matter what kind of body I was in." But you also can't say yes.
It sounds like you're dating a kindergartner.
If I was a bird.
There's a one-to-one analogy between a high person and a fifth grader. But you also can't say yes, because then it's like, well, what if I was a kangaroo? What if I was a zebra? What if I was a dolphin? What if I was a tree? Also, what if they actually turn into a bird? Like, you don't want to be committed now to being married to a bird. So I decided to say yes. We could still be together, but we couldn't have sex anymore. And then she texted me back, all caps, "Why not?" And I may have lost my patience at that point because I did not feel like arguing with a high person about why a human and a bird should not have sex. All I did was I just texted back with the clap emojis like, "You are a bird." To get through to a high person, you must react like a high person. So yeah, that's my bit. It is all over the place.
And this didn't work on the road.
It parts of it worked. I've seen it.
You know, Rob, this is a judgment-free
show. True. I'm sorry.
Come here with the things that aren't working.
I know. I broke the rules.
So what do you guys think?
Well,
we know how Rob thinks.
I like it a lot. I would like to hear a little bit more about you going into high brain mode. Like, I want to hear like how you break down things. You're like, okay, normally I would just say this, but in high brain mode, your brain thinks this way. So this. I'm not articulating this well, and I don't have any examples, but when you're talking about how you can switch your brain into high mode, I want to hear that exemplified.
Okay. Yeah, that's a direction I can take it in. Any other thoughts, guys?
I would like there to be a little comment after each of the things that she's texted you, because I think you don't actually acknowledge any of them until the third one.
Yeah, the first one is like, because really the entire mechanism there is just a framing. It's just to frame going into the bird thing, which is like the only one that I had jokes written about. And then the other ones were just sort of like, you know, thrown in to sort of like set up the bit. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility I can go into.
What if you the first two, you're like, they're easy, you know, they're knockouts, easy home runs. Like, is murder ever okay? No. Are the sky? You think the sky and ocean are friends? Easy,
of course.
Yeah. But then she asks you a girlfriend question where you're like, I can't just be simple with this.
That was 100% what I wanted to say too. I love that. That's a great idea.
I could tell that was what you wanted to say, Rob, and that's why I said it first. I actually stole from you.
Actually, it was based off of what I said. So if you wanted to be technical about it.
That was an adaptation of a book Melissa wrote.
So that's a great comment, Melissa. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Good note. Yeah. Anything else? I mean, you know, I was watching, when I wrote it, I was pretty happy with it. And I was like, oh, this is going to crush. And then I did it like, I don't know, 5 times on the road or something. And it was always just like limping towards a laugh. And I was just like, God damn, this doesn't work. So I was watching the video to like see how it was. And I'm seeing just like, it just feels so sloppy, even though I feel like the idea is good.
This might be a weird question, but do you get into it on a cold start, like brand new topic, and you just get into it? Or,
Yeah, what is it a part of?
Yeah, it's not, I didn't do it consistently enough to attach it to any other bit, but I do talk about drug use at other parts of my set, so it would be an easy transition if I just threw it in something else. Get a lot of spice from you today, Rob. I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. A little apple spice?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Melissa. Go ahead.
What if you went into like how you would fuck the bird? Huh?
Like the...
You could say it sarcastically. I'm not saying like you act like you would fuck a bird. I'm just saying like you're trying to save your relationship, right? You're trying to say the right thing. And she just drives you up the wall. She's just like, why not? And you're just like, you know what? Yeah, I'll fuck the bird. Yes, I will fuck the bird. And
then very graphic with it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, take my finger and just
spread those feathers. Find that little bird twat and just
I'll eat out the bird. I'll eat the bird with fucking
all right. You know.
I was thinking you should make this joke filthy. That's what I was thinking about.
I'm gonna shove you up my ass, this little canary in the coal mine.
I take my hard cock and I slip it between her wet bird vagina lips.
Is that you trying to be dirty?
The birds.
I didn't say go nasty with it. I just meant go whimsical with it and freak everybody out like whimsically. Not describe fucking a bird. But
okay, you can back out.
Maybe comments. I was wrong for bringing that up. Yeah.
I also like how the birds in wherever you are have a lot to say about this joke.
They're like into it. Yeah.
They're gonna be
birds. Birds. We're horny. Yeah, that all sounds like a good direction to take that in.
Oh, I was also thinking that, you know, she wants you to fuck any animal that she turns into. And she's like, what if I turn into this? What if I turn into this? And you're like, what if you turn into like your hot sister? With that?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Are we? Is that not part of
what
the?
What if you turn into your mom?
Put your mom on like Thanksgiving last year because
God, she was looking good. Why don't you just turn into your mom? I mean, you're slowly turning into her every day.
Right. Just pick it up. Pick up the pace.
So the one thing, that will stop this annoying barrage of high questions is a fight. So let's just skip ahead to that. That'll be less annoying.
That's funny.
And then you can crash with me.
Yay.
That's how I end the joke. And then I moved in with Rob, who is coming up right now. Everybody, hey, hands together.
He's naked.
He's naked, yeah.
Yeah, what questions would you ask her if you were high?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, this is not a hypothetical. I have been high and texted people things, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It all feels the same, like it's the same genre, mm-hmm. you know, of just like high questions.
I would like for you to talk about how annoyed you are when you're sober, but how you do exactly the same thing.
Ooh, okay. That's a good direction. I like that.
Yeah, like you're sitting there like, you're trying to figure out what the answer, as if two nights ago you didn't just go, but why is hot sauce hot?
It's room temperature. How is that possible?
Answer me. Why don't you love me?
This is a real one that I might put in here as a good example, but I was making weed brownies and I was trying to think about, like, I wonder how evenly the cannabis is distributed throughout these brownies. And Kirsten actually has a friend who is a chemical engineer, and so once stoned, I came downstairs and I said, I want you to give me Kevin's number so I can ask him about the distribution of chemicals in a medium, like a chocolate chip cookie you can take a bite of and not get a chocolate chip cookie because of the way it's distributed, but a cinnamon cookie, every time you take a bite, it's going to have some cinnamon in it. And she's like, I'm not giving you his number. So maybe I could use something from there.
You're like, but did you hear the part about the cinnamon cookie?
No, this makes sense.
That's why I ate the whole batch, because I wasn't sure which brownies had the good stuff.
Cool. Anything else, guys?
Smoking weed.
Me too, and I started eating it instead. It's way healthier.
Oh, what I was mentioning before was the fact that because it's a cold start, it might be a little setup heavy is all. So then, you know, the audience is almost like, it's like, that was a lot of setup. I'm expecting, you know, something big payoff. Yeah. And it's fun and it's funny what you do, but it maybe doesn't match for them as much. But if you're already in the topic, you can just be like, and then when my wife gets high and she texts me on the road, boom, one sentence and you're already in.
Yeah, cut that premise. Yeah.
But you have enough high jokes, so you know you can do it.
Yeah, that's why I was saying the thing about how he doesn't make a joke until the third text.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like the way that I write, where I assume that a lot of the setup parts are going to get laughs, and that's obviously a really lazy way to write. So like when I'm like, was murder ever okay? And then I'm like, pause for laughter. And then laughter's not there. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just make my performance style with a lot of pauses. So I don't
do you write in pause for laughter? I feel like you do that. I feel like you do that. I feel like that's who you are.
I don't get it. I wrote pause for laughter.
You know, like not even like the modest, you know, dot, dot, dot. It's just pause for laughter.
Thank you. Good night. Standing ovation.
Have some humility. Post a ellipses. That's what you do.
I don't write pause for laughter, but I just interpret every space between every word as pause for laughter. I just like, this is going to fucking crush my fiance.
He's engaged. There's no way.
Should I bow here? Should I bow later? Yeah.
All right, is this punch gonna work if people are carrying me out of the venue on their shoulders because they love me?
I don't know where I should put this blows kisses to the audience tag.
I would open and close with it.
God, the problem with this bit is that people are just like throwing flowers onto the stage and they're just like not listening to the funny part.
And the thorns really hurt.
They really do.
In, what are we going to do with all these bras? Yeah,
in brackets, it says receives women's underwear.
I love the word receives as though,
yeah,
that they're handing it to me. There you go. Thank you. I actually paid $15 for my book. It's not just panties. No, those are for you. That's just a donation.
That's at the merch table later. They're just holding one pair of panties. Like, thank you.
Can you break this? All right.
No, but I could beat it up.
That's good, Brett.
Thank you.
Very good.
That is good. Eggplant emoji.
I'm disgusting.
All right. Well, that's all my material that I'm sharing today. All right. Unless anybody else had any other notes, then we should move on to Brett's.
Excellent, man. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Oh, you say that now, Rob.
Well, after we worked on it. Yeah. After we fixed it. Yeah. It took us 13 minutes to make that good.
But we got there.
Yeah, we got team effort.
I try to be open to different perspectives, and it's a hard thing to do, but it's really helpful with like big important things like different ideologies and stuff like that. I find it's really helpful to keep my optimism up, but it's not helpful at all, and it's a huge waste of brain power when it's stuff that isn't important at all. Like most people, if they use a motion sensor air dryer and they wave their hand in front of it and it doesn't work, they'll be like, oh, this is broken. And I'm like that too, except I'll be like, oh, this is broken, or maybe I don't have hands. And then I'll go through the process of proving that I have hands. I'll be like, maybe, have I grabbed things today? Yes, I have. Okay, so that's one piece of proof that I do have hands. And then I'll go through like a series of those, and then ultimately I'll be like, okay, there's a chance that I don't have hands, but this is probably broken.
This joke made me feel high right now.
When you're counting, are you doing it like going for your hand and then you're like, number two, I saw my hand when I said number one.
That's good.
That's a good sign.
That's great tag.
So quick question. I know that you were using a hand dryer bit before. Is this like a new iteration of that, or is this, are you going to do that?
This will probably be a continuation of that. I would just use it as a segue, but they are completely separate jokes.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's really funny. And I love the premise of being open-minded about things that are not worth being open-minded about.
I say push it and like do a hand dryer album, and cover art is just like black and white picture of you. Just something like this. I don't know.
It's like flower. It's one of those pictures where it's like you could see the hands, but if you don't see the hands, you see the hair dryer, the hand dryer. Like it's the hands are like a silhouette of the hand dryer.
Yes.
Brett Druck, dry humor.
Why? I have a question. Why do you need the part in the beginning where you're talking about ideology?
I don't really. I guess there's definitely a quicker way to get into it, but I do like something about the contrast of like, it's good to be open-minded with bigger things, but with little things. But yeah, you're probably right. I don't probably need
that. I guess what if you just kind of start with using hand dryer, and you know, I waved my hand in front of the hand dryer, it didn't work, and I was like, for a second, I was like, do I even have hands, right? But maybe the ideology part.
Actually, was the original joke.
Maybe the ideology part could actually be the punchline. Maybe that's what you're driving at, but you're trying to prep them for it when you could instead surprise them with it, right? You could say something about inane about a hair dryer, and then a hand dryer, and then it becomes funny, right? And silly, and then the end actually becomes this bigger point, right?
I don't like making points.
Yeah.
Do you like
Well, not the point, but I'm just hand. Not, I mean like point as in like the beat, you know, like you make this bigger, like saying. It just becomes, and that's why I'm voting for Trump, you know, or something like that, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I actually structurally agree with that, where it's a specific story that whatever, and then you sort of generalize and you come up with something that you noticed about life in general because of this one thing. It does start getting fun and funny with the hand dryer stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm not 100% convinced that that explanation is the right explanation of what this phenomenon just was. I'm not sure what that explanation would be other than the fact that you're trying to reinvent the wheel. Every time that you are faced with new information, you just like go right back to square one again. It's like you have to reinvent reality for yourself all the way from scratch again. Like you're just a baby. You have no object permanence, nothing.
If I just start the bit with, I'm a bit of an overthinker. I can get straight into the same thing.
Oh yeah.
Most people would go, this is broken. I go, this is broken. Or maybe I don't have ants.
Or maybe.
I love that.
I love that. Yeah, or maybe.
The joke was sometimes I use it and it doesn't happen. And I'm like, do I have hands? That was what was funny about it. And I was just trying to put it into a format where I could joke. But I think overthinker would do the trick.
I have a suggestion. Do you think that, because there was a way that you were telling the joke when you got into the do I have hands part that did, it felt a little bit like a high person act out. Do you think that it might hit a little harder if you did it as more of a like philosophy teacher act out or, you know, just something that's a little bit more analytical thinking and now, and not, you know, what if the universe is an atom in a giant's toe sort of a vibe? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Or I don't have hands. Okay, well, let's look for the evidence, you know? And you sort of like go through the scientific method as opposed to, you know, listening to Zeppelin and staring at a blacklight poster.
Yeah. Right. No, I like that a lot.
I like Overthinker a ton.
Yeah.
Because everybody can relate to overthinking, for sure. And even if people didn't have your specific instance, like, everybody at one point has had that sort of like, oh my God, am I crazy right now? Like what's happening type of thing. And I think that they will relate to that. I've had experiences where like, if one person ignores me when they didn't hear me say something, there'll be like a little fleeting moment where I'm like, I'm alive, right? Everybody else can see me. Like I'm good. Because that person definitely didn't see me or react to anything I did. And am I dead? No, I talked to someone earlier today. So like I've had experience like that.
Yeah. I don't know, Rob.
Me, but the hand thing is fine. I'm weird.
Yeah,
Jared's girlfriend wants him to fuck birds.
Not other birds, Rob.
Bird.
Still, it's not a hall pass to fuck as many birds as I want. Oh, but that's the dream.
There you go. That's,
can you imagine?
Joke.
Yeah. Imagine
big birds, small birds, ostriches. Do ostriches count? Do they have to actually fly for
what
me to be able
penguins?
To fucking, honey?
Is a emus. Penguin a bird?
Emus. Emus. They're sexy. They got red eyes.
I'm having an orgy with like 10 different kinds of birds. What?
Why? You said so.
This is you.
No
you
turkeys. So does that help, Brett?
Yeah, I think I do have hands.
I feel like this joke keeps making me think of like flat earther theory, right? Something you can map onto. Right?
Oh yeah,
like,
that
what if
kind of...
what if you Google "Do I have hands" with no hands, right? And then, but then there's a group of people that believe that people don't actually have hands, right? Or something
right,
like that.
Right. I'm a non-hander.
Hands are a lie. .ca.
Yeah,
I would like it. I would like it if you were doing it like if your list had things that prove you do have hands, but then also reasons why you think you might not. Like when you were talking about Googling, do I have hands? You're like, okay, I Googled, do I have hands? But I used the voice to text feature. So I'm not sure there.
Yeah, no, it definitely, I need to go through more points of like, so I can go back and forth on it. Yeah, I love using voice dictation. Maybe that's because I don't have hands.
Yeah.
I like
that. Oh, yeah. So you were already going to go back and forth between.
Yeah, I just
yes
didn't think
no.
of any examples because I'm lazy and unprepared.
It's okay. We all are, Brett. Don't worry.
Thank you.
We're all doing the same thing.
Stacey Caraway, who I dated in high school, complained that I didn't finger her, which I would have done if I had hands.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I think that's if you want to think about other ways I could have not have hands.
I like to ask, does anybody else have anything? Brett just likes to.
I'm like, nah, we don't have anything.
We don't have anything.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty.
I was like, what's
even
right
looking
now?
At the screen? Everybody's like,
I went to that fortune teller. She read my palm, but then she told me I don't have hands. No. Back to square one again.
But then she said, there's not a lot here, which made me think.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hand stuff, especially since it doesn't have to make sense at this point.
Yeah. Right. That's a, I like ridiculous jokes. So that's really good.
I like that. And then after the joke, you could tell the audience, give me a hand for that one, guys. Yeah.
No, right here, buddy.
I do miss a lot of high fives that I go for.
But I've also successfully had some high fives.
Well, I guess the big question is, do you have hands now? Like, sure, you had hands at one point, but do you still have hands?
And then you just try to high five people as they're going for the air dryer. Hey, good peeing in there.
You see this, right?
Good job. Good job. Good job.
Where are you? Huh?
Yeah. All right. Now I think we're done.
I think we're done a while ago. I think.
Okay.
But wait. Okay. So when you're doing the list of things, I think you should either, you're like, so I do have hands, and you give a thumbs up, and then you're like, but I use voice to text, so I don't have hands, and you do a thumbs down.
No, we were done a while ago.
I think that would be funny.
Mm-hmm. I like
if the whole joke is about, if the
you know, this is why Brett stretches it out so he can have that final fucking, because he knows somebody's gonna say something weird to try to like keep it going. To be,
oh, I'm sorry. Did I take the joke about not having hands too far? Did I make it too weird where you think you don't have hands sometimes?
No, I just don't think we've added anything.
So you're giving it a thumbs down. Giving my note a thumbs down. I give it a thumbs up.
You took this "do I have hands" bit to a weird place, Anthony, and now we all feel weird.
I do have a premise, I guess, that I've been meaning to get around to.
All right,
I have one more legitimate joke for Brett. If you want to hear it,
this is real though.
This is real. Okay, after the whole hand thing, but then you go to take, you know, you're about to throw something in the trash, and you like went to that foot pedal thing, but then the trash lid didn't open, and you're like, oh my God, do I have feet?
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
Told you it was legit. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right.
What if you have hands for feet?
Yeah.
Is that where they went? Are they in my shoes?
I have to go back to the hand dryer and wave my feet in front of it.
Start all over again.
See, that's why I like the lulls, because we can pull ourselves out sometimes.
I think you would have thought of that if we'd moved on earlier.
Maybe. All right. Now, for sure, Melissa.
Yeah. I was actually trying to find the rest of it. I had some notes on it because I was like thinking up some tags. But the premise is basically like I don't have kids, right? And the reason is it's like I'm scared of raising kids because, you know, if you have boys, that's one thing. But if you have a girl, that's terrifying because raising a girl is like raising a mentally ill person. You know what I'm saying? It's like raising somebody who's off their meds. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to kind of like tiptoe around them and go, yes, sweetie, you are a princess. Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like things like that. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I'll eat this egg. There's nothing there. Right? Like they're insane. And you have to just like confirm it for them. They're insane.
Yes, Melissa, we love this joke. Great. I think it's amazing. You should do it.
I'm here to.
I think if you give us personal examples of that, it makes the case way more for me. Because I know I'm like, if I laugh at this, like women are mentally ill, it's like now I'm just like, women are crazy. And I want more of like, but if you go like, I was crazy and that's the thesis.
Yeah.
And give us examples of crazy stuff you did as a child.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But why does it have to be? I feel like it's, you say very similar things to boys and girls. So
boys and girls?
So what?
Well, boys, you're just trying to keep them from jumping off shit and dying, right?
That's
they're
funny.
Like, boys are like physically, they're just psychopaths, you know?
You're trying to save them physically.
It's like they're just two different. kinds of crazy. Yeah, boys are like psychotic, right? And girls are like Hannibal Lecter. It's like two different things, you know? The Hannibal Lecter's like in the room.
Boys might try to kill themselves, but girls might try to kill you.
Right, yeah.
I think you can talk about both in the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Boys, you just got to keep them from jumping off the couch. Girls, you got to keep them from jumping off of their brains. And it's harder. Yeah. It's harder.
Jumping off of their brains.
I know that that there is a different dynamic between women who are raising daughters. And I just watched an episode of Pen 15 where like the daughters are having like these blowout fights with their mom. And Kirsten was like, oh my God, that's so exactly what it's like when you're that age and you fight with your mom all the time. But I don't know, like my brain having not experienced that or seen that as much, I'm having trouble thinking of examples of like where the exact tension lies, you know?
I fought with my mom all the time when I was a teenager.
That was a physical brawl. Though.
Yes, right.
Yeah, Rob, we've seen your set. We know what you're talking about. No, that's like, you know, yeah. I mean, girls are just very strange. You know, like you, when they're little, they'll like sit in a room all alone, just combing a headless, you know, like a, just like a severed head, you know, just, and they're talking to it.
Yeah.
It's like, you've done?
Huh?
Is that something that you've done? Oh,
I think all the personal.
What if that is the reason that women turn out better than, because most serial killers are men. So girls.
Well, I mean that we know of. Women could just be better.
So little girls are combing the hair of severed heads, and they get it out of their system. Boys grow up and they do it in real life.
Yeah.
Never had a doll.
Yeah.
Everybody, so maybe that's has the key. In them a certain number of hours of combing a decapitated head's hair. And women just they just get it out of their system so early. And then that's what toxic masculinity is. It's like all this pent up energy that we have from not combing the hair of heads.
Yeah,
I love that. That's a great concept of getting it out of the system early type thing.
Yeah,
I have a bit kind of like that where I complained about the girls in my middle school who played fuck, marry, kill with the boys, and I was always, and I Google a little bit about that. But I think the men had the last laugh because as adults they just play that game for real. They're just like, all right.
Yeah, that's good. That's cute.
So. Similarly, I love that bit and that concept. I also know, do you know Gabriel Rutledge? He has some girls, some daughters, and he's got this bit about how he's like, my one daughter just terrifies me. She just sits in the mirror and practices her emotions. She's like,
yeah,
I'm sad.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm serious. Dude, I'm like, girls
oh,
are crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. it's weird. I will admit, I do like, I have kind of been leaning towards jokes that I know people kind of instinctively won't like the premise of. Because that's kind of fun, you know, because I like implying that women are crazy, because then a lot of people, their asses get tight, and then I get to make them laugh,
right? Right,
about it
then
later,
you try to release that tension, right? Unclench that sphincter.
Mm-hmm. I believe Brett is right, where the easiest way into that is to just be like, this is through personal experience, and this is something that I did. And I just know me, and I know my genes even, because then you give the audience the opportunity to either agree with it or not agree with it without having to get into a fight with them over it. You're not necessarily
It doesn't become ideological.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They just be like, oh my God, that's not true. That was me. You know, and they don't have to like necessarily admit it, which is good.
I remember my brother sold his place in Hoboken, and they had like a temporary apartment that was across from a 24-hour gym. My niece was her room, like, could see directly into it, and she was like, "Sometimes I stay up and I watch the people work out." Like, what the fuck?
Told you. That's so funny. That sounds like creepier than normal, actually.
Maybe this will be funny to add in. Like, you know those those stories about how people think that children can see ghosts because children will say things like, "Daddy, who's that man behind you?" And he's like, "What man?" And he's just like, "The man who's, you know, holding the lady, you know, the bloody lady or something." What if that's a thing? But what if only little girls do that intentionally to mess with their parents? This might not be as universal of a thing, just based on your guys' reaction to it.
It's a universal thing in ghost movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay. Mm. Anthony, you can cut that part out. There was no substance to that part.
I thought it was funny.
Know. Yeah,
we're leaving all the bombs in. That is not. We are.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to you.
To anybody else but the stinkers.
I wait until I know I have an idea.
Yeah. The problem is
like
it's just
the
like
thumbs up or thumbs down.
Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, Anthony. We haven't heard from you a little bit.
The thing is like there are like many examples that would be funny, but then there's no ultimate punchline, I guess. I haven't reached that yet. It hasn't converged on anything.
Maybe there's like a temporal thing going on because there's a time period where it's just that. You know, first of all, they all started the same. It's all just shit and diapers and whatever. So who needs that? And then the girls get to this age from like, you know, 3 to 12 where they're just speaking to ghosts and, you know, doing all these like, you know, just emotionally disturbing behavior for a decade.
Yeah.
And then they become total fucking bitches. Yeah. And that's it. So from 12
right,
to...
Rob, that's
from,
like...
from 12,
I'm kidding.
12 to 18 with the mom. They argue with the mom. And then the rest of their lives. Let's be honest.
Right? Yeah.
Jeez, Rob. All Melissa said was women are kind of crazy. And you just really...
Yeah, you just went all the way.
She didn't even finish talking.
Give him an inch, you know?
Let her finish the joke.
This is why women don't give on anything.
What would you do maybe comically to, if you were to have a girl child, how would you prevent that?
Prevent the insanity?
Yeah, like if you were looking for baby muzzles or something. I don't know. I'm thinking the Hannibal Lecter thing.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, honestly, I mean, for if I were to give an honest response to that, like what I actually think, and it could be funny, is put the bitch in sports. Women in sports seem to be less insane, you know?
Mm.
I think it's because they get hit.
There you go. We're not hitting our daughters enough. Boys will get a good smack.
Get other people to hit your daughters.
That's a separate but very funny observation of people who play sports are less crazy because they've been hit.
Yeah.
In the past, we could just marry your daughter off to some guy that you knew was going to smack her one, but now he can't do that. So,
well, I had been trying to work on this anti-feminist joke, my favorite. And
wait, can you say that again? Your mic is a little scratchy.
Oh, anti-feminist joke, which are my favorites. Yeah, they're just fun to, because I perform a lot in
Calm
Brooklyn,
down, Rob.
Right? So then I'll say something, and it'd be really fun. It's fun. Yeah, but
keep going.
Yeah, I know. But usually I don't get invited back. But I was doing one where, like, you know, like women should get hit more. Women should, but not like by men. Women should just fight more. They should fight each other more. And, so that obviously didn't go anywhere, and that didn't go anywhere, you know, honestly. But I think this one actually could maybe be the vehicle through which to tell that joke, maybe.
Hmm.
But I don't know. What do you think?
I like the idea of Jarrett's like weird baby, but being a boy, like, "Daddy, there's someone behind you," and then he just gets fucking hit.
Yeah. Well, he just gets tackled by his other brother, you know.
Shut up, Junior.
Shut up. Yeah, shut up, nerd. Just... Yeah.
So yeah, the boys are never allowed to explore their sixth sense.
Yeah,
he's gonna snap it out of them at an early age.
The older brother is the older brother's hitting the younger brother, and the parents are like, you know, he's got to learn to defend himself. So they don't even step in.
Yep,
they're not hitting the kid, but they're not helping either.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I probably would have taken me 5 years to get through all of that.
Cool. No, this is great. And I really enjoy, you know, some of the highlights here of the idea of keeping, you have to keep the boy physically safe, whereas you have to keep the girl emotionally and mentally safe. Yeah. Like that, those are the struggles of that. And yeah, if you focused on both, if you gave a little bit of the boy stuff, then the girl stuff's not going to land. I mean, it sounds like you want to fight the audience a little bit, which is totally cool. You can go ahead and do that. But I think some of these suggestions will definitely like assuage some of their, you know, butt clenching fears a little bit, you know?
Well, if you do the bit about how women need to fight more, then you could definitely fight the audience.
Come at me, bro.
So you end your set. Who wants some?
And then you just start threatening women in the audience. You, I'll smack your fucking face.
This is how we'll get rid of the wage gap.
Leslie Jones had a special where she went out into the audience, took her microphone, and she just went on like chicks' heads. She just went, what the fuck are you going to do about it? But she's so big and athletic, you know, like she, I think she used to play basketball, that they couldn't come at her, you know, so they just could, they only could giggle. And,
that's what I would do if she did that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think me too.
You know, boys used to believe in healing crystals too until they got punched. Or, you know, some, all these little things that boys used to be into.
Yeah.
until they get smacked.
Yeah.
That was great. Thank you so much, Melissa, for those jokes and those thoughts.
Yeah, I like that. That's funny. That's a good concept.
I think it's Anthony next, right?
Yeah. I think it is me next. All right, here's an idea I have. Powdered fire, just add water.
Is that something you just made up because you couldn't get the app to open?
No, that was written down in the app.
Powdered fire, just add water.
It's like a Cohen.
What are some of the, so there's powdered milk. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
There's powdered. What else comes powdered? We just add water.
Juice. Mm. Like orange juice. Like
Tang or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it just something you want to sell?
I don't know. That's the whole idea.
Powdered fire. Just add water.
It's like your Etsy account. The Etsy store.
But if it's they've made so many things into powdered. They've made powdered milk. They've made, you know, powdered drinks. how come they haven't made powdered fire? Just add water. Oh.
I do like the catching your own logic. That is really funny.
Yeah, I like that too. That's good.
What if you start with, I'm an overthinker?
This might not be important at all, but I'm pretty sure that it is possible to make powdered fire that when you add water, it combusts.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I've seen enough, like, fun science videos about, like, this is pure magnesium. Let's see what happens when we add water to it and then just...
I like that this is the second time that you're somewhat of an expert for watching some video. You're like, you know, I understand women because I've seen 10-15 before. And I know a little bit about combustibility because I have YouTube.
That whole monologue was about how I don't get it. Like, I was watching 10-15 and my fiance was like, oh my God, that's so true. Not, oh, I get this. I understand. I've seen 10-15.
You still
were
speaking
women.
As an authority on...
I actually do agree with Jarrett in not in the hydrocarbon sense, like pure fuels, but in the very, very reactive metals. So sodium for sure, very reactive to oxygen, water.
What videos did you watch?
I just know chemistry a little well.
10-15.
I guess I haven't seen that many videos.
It's a great show.
but yeah, he is right. There are some things that would certainly react fast enough that would create a lot of
and I know, will energy. Say that to me, that doesn't make it less funny. If anything, that makes it funnier because it's so ridiculous to think that it's possible that could be real when if there's a fire, almost always, except when it's an electrical fire, the solution mm-hmm. is is water to get rid of it. So
what if you start it, then you want to put it out, and then you're like, oh, we'll just put water on it. Oh no,
it's bigger.
It's more
now.
Fire. More fire. How do you put it out?
You set fire to something and then you keep trying to, yeah, that's good.
I want to sell some powdered fire, just add water, but there's no way to put it out.
Yeah. Developing some kind of powder that puts it out.
The only thing that can fight that is powdered firemen.
Powdered firemen. It's not bad.
I watched a video on writing jokes.
Was it you? Was it your own video?
Hey, how come when I add water to powdered sugar, I don't get sugar? I'm sorry. My mic's off. How come when I add water
do you even
to
have
powdered
hands?
Sugar, I don't you get sugar? Am I a ghost? What's happening? Powdered sugar. Same thing as powdered milk.
Do you want us to answer that?
No, it's just a joke in the vein of powdered stuff.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
No, I like it.
You add water to powdered stuff, you get the stuff.
I learned this the hard way. You do not need to add water to the movie powder. That makes the DVD unplayable.
What if you add water to a woman while she's powdering her nose?
Melissa, we have a woman today. What happens?
I haven't worn makeup since like the 90s. You take it how much effort to just to brush my eyebrows today for this?
Do you use a brush?
They look amazing. It was worth it.
Well, when I finally get my time machine working, I got to add that to the list now. Kill Hitler, throw water on ninth grade, Melissa.
Just to find out.
Oh, I can answer this question. You get a wet, angry woman.
A wet, angry woman? That's rare.
Nice.
Usually water just placates.
Yeah.
Women. They just, so refreshing.
Actually, most of the women, when I make them wet, they're also angry. It's a weird sexual relationship I have with a lot of women.
That you have or that you prefer?
It just keeps happening.
Angry wet women?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a thing.
Oh, it is.
What are the things?
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
I feel like we've gone off the powdered rails.
Yeah, we're not even talking about powder anymore. All right.
Yeah, let's get back to talking about the movie Powder. What other things can you powder? Because I think Brett is on the right track here, where we need a lead in to this, and his lead in so far is the front runner in my mind. but I think that has to come from like other things that are powdered or other things that you would normally add water to or something
talcum
along
powder.
Those lines.
Don't get your talcum powder mixed up with your fire powder.
There might be something with adding water to cocaine to see what happens.
What happens if you do add water to cocaine? I feel like cocaine would be very hydrophobic for some reason.
The thing that happens is everyone at the party gets mad at you.
You add a little bit of water to cocaine, all of a sudden you owe everybody $150.
There you go. You add water to powdered milk, you get this. You add water to that, then you, but you add water to powdered cocaine, and now all of a sudden,
if you are pro-life, you do not want to add water to baby powder.
Yeah.
Baby powder.
And you add fire powder to cocaine powder, that makes crack, doesn't it? Pretty sure. Crack.
The fire powder?
Yeah.
That's funny.
How come when you add water to gunpowder, it doesn't make guns? The same concept, guys. It's the powdered sugar one.
It's
all
that.
Over again. What is happening?
Everybody at the party gets mad at you, Rob.
You ruined the gunpowder.
I just wanted to have a nice shooting guns party.
Just want to have a good ammo party.
I don't know. Just add water. Now that's all I can think of are things that you add water to and you ruin it, as opposed to things that add water to and you make the thing. Which of these do you like, Anthony? And what
I'll,
makes you,
I'll
what
let you
did
know.
You think of this?
I'll let you know when there's one that I like.
What made you think of this originally?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but you know, it's sort of like reminds me of Stephen Wright kind of thing. Like he has the powdered water.
He does?
I think it's one of his jokes.
Oh.
It's like something like I bought some powdered water, I just don't know what to add, or something like that.
Oh,
and in the beginning of his special, the one from the 80s, there's like that little short film before the show starts, and he opens up his fridge and there's powdered water in the fridge. So it's sort of you know, I just always really liked that idea. And you know, there's other versions of his weird concepts like that. So
I'm not saying that it's not going to work, but it does feel a little bit like a product from a bygone era. Like, I'm not sure how.
You have a cat too?
Universal, yeah. Is.
That's Benny. Yeah, that's the cat on my album cover. Haven't you ever seen my album cover? Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought that was a cat that you were casual with.
Maybe no, we're inspired. Serious. We're living together now. Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Like, or because I don't know that many people that are still, you know, doing the powdered blah 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 thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what you're saying. That's not as hip of a that's not the new age thing. Oh, Tang, it's what the astronauts do type of thing. I see what you're saying.
Are astronauts still doing it?
Do they still have astronaut ice cream? Is that still a thing?
You mean like the Dippin' Dots, or is that something different?
No, astronaut ice cream, freeze-dried ice cream.
Freeze-dried
ice cream. I thought it was Dippin' Dots too.
How does the freeze-dried ice cream work?
I just advertise it. It's just like a brick.
Yeah, it's like eating. It has about the texture of like chalk, and it is delicious.
Yeah, it tastes good.
And it doesn't get cold. It just is.
Yeah,
it just is.
It's in a foil. It's just in a foil, and you just unwrap it and eat it.
Yeah, so I'm not remembering this stuff, but I feel like that is like the powdered era. I mean, the movie powder, right? Still bygone era, you know? I don't know how much powdered. I remember in Ren and Stimpy, there was powdered Toast Man, and that kind of tracked. But I feel like because it was the 90s, everything was powdered back then.
Yeah, even Melissa Diaz's face.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
That's actually a good point, Jared. Maybe that's part of it. It's not really in the culture for things to be powdered as much anymore. However, with that said, the concept of powdering certain things to get you the thing, like milk or juice, but then powdering other things just completely ruins it and makes everybody mad at you and you owe them money. Those two ideas together still make me laugh, you know, powder or no powder. And I think it kind of fits your style too.
Oh, so like you put powder, you add water to powdered milk, you get milk. You add water to a lady powdering her nose, she gets angry.
Right. Yeah. You add powder to this, but when I add water to powdered cocaine, I owe a bunch of money and everyone's mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty funny.
And then how come when I add water to baby powder, I don't get babies?
I just wanted a child.
How come when I add water to powdered milk, I get milk? But when I add water to baby powder, I don't get a baby.
Yeah. Pause for crying.
My wife can't have
pause
children.
Pause for crying.
That's all we want.
When I add water to baby powder, I'm still barren.
We had a baby, but it drowned.
Water took our baby. Water will bring it back.
It's like a pet cemetery kind of thing. All of a sudden,
oh my god!
There. You know, maybe a visual for that makes more sense. Where you have, you know, you're with your girlfriend. You guys are trying to conceive, and you bring home the baby powder, and you're like, I'm pretty sure we just add water, and we should be good to go, honey.
That's
I know, sex.
I read the side of the carton.
I think I just jerk off into this bucket here. And out comes just dead water.
Walks into just like a bucket of white, cloudy water. She's like, what's that? You're like, our son.
Quick, give me something to mix it with.
Or daughter. I don't know.
We just want it to be healthy.
We just...
a healthy consistency. Now get me a stick to mix it with.
It's got 10 clumps. It's
one lump or two. It's twins.
All right, now this is my favorite part of the joke. Making babies with baby powder. That officially makes me laugh.
I like that. More than fire powder.
more than fire. Just because fire powder so doesn't exist that it I guess it hurts my brain a little bit. Would be my thought. Fire powder. Just dead.
Well, if you do water. It the way that I pitched,
yeah.
Which was perfect. You could do both. You could say, you know, you do this, you get this. Mm-hmm. You could do this, you get this. Why don't they make powdered fire? You just add water. Oh. Yeah. And then you can go, I wonder what happens if you add water to baby powder. Do you get a baby?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like an Anthony Capfer taste joke. That's a good
idea. For sure.
I could hear the guitar.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Say it. Do the joke.
I don't remember it all.
Oh.
Here, I'll say the joke.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you add water to Tang, powder Tang, fuck it. You add water to powdered Tang, you get Tang. You add water to powdered milk, you get milk. How come they don't make powdered fire? You just add water. Oh. I wonder what happens if you add water to baby powder.
No matter what you barren. Do.
That's it. That's printed. That's the joke.
It's done.
That's good.
No matter what you do, do not add baby powder to your powdered fire. You had a flaming baby.
And do not add water to your actual baby. It doesn't help them grow.
There is something very innately funny to me about how I pitched, how come you add water to powdered sugar, you don't get sugar? And you guys are just like, you're the stupidest fucking person on the planet. Then later I say, how come when you add water to gunpowder, you don't get guns? And I get like two chuckles. I say, how come when you add water to baby powder, you don't get babies? And you guys are like, there might be something there. I don't know yet.
How come when you add like, water to punchlines, you don't get laughter?
It's so funny to me.
Because making a baby out of baby powder is just the funniest. It's just funnier.
Yeah.
Than making, you didn't even give us something with it, that it.
I stuck so with it. I was like, this is a funny concept.
There's a lot of meat left on the bone, but we should definitely move on.
The powdered
bone. There's a lot of powder.
There's a lot of powder left in the jar.
A lot of broth.
All right.
Rob Ryan, how are you going to follow that?
Oh, boy. I figured I would just come in with some silly, silly thing as well. Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay. This one's a bit of a goof. Maybe we'll squeeze something out of it here, guys. I feel like I am a bit of a digital hoarder. I have like 27 tabs open, you know, and I'm trying to figure out which ones to X out, but I'm just like, I might finish that YouTube video on Zen garden design. I shouldn't close that one. Can't close the Gmail. I might have to write an email. Can't close out lizardpeople.com. I got to stay informed. That's all I really wrote so far, but digital hoarder is somewhat true of me where I'm just like, you know, I'll have like 2,700 photos and I'm like, yeah, but I know it's blurry, but I don't know. I'm going to keep it. And I just find myself doing that over and over again. I wrote like a punchline or two, but mostly it's just a premise at the moment.
I like that. Do the tabs first. Explain that. I have like, you know, 57 tabs. I'm a bit of a digital hoarder.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then digital hoarder is it's a potential laugh line.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, because now that they know what it is, they'll laugh at it as opposed to you say the phrase that is a funny phrase, but then you have to give the explanation.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I kind of forgot that there is a cleverness to the phrase digital hoarder to begin with. I guess my mind was just like, yeah, that's what I would call it. But yeah, there is something funny to that. Thanks for pointing that out.
I like that a lot. And I have about 30 tabs open right now, listen to that joke.
So I do the same thing.
I can relate to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you go through the same like mental anguish of just like, well, yeah. I mean, what if I
you'll lose it forever?
What if I need Pornhub again?
I know I have tabs.
I know I just masturbated, but who knows what's gonna come later today?
If I was thinking about something 3 months ago and I tried to search it, I'm like, I can't get rid of this. I gotta remember that I wanted to. Well, looking up IMDb for a bunch of random stuff I was watching 3 months ago.
A lot of hoarding comes from a place of like being scared that you'll lose resources. Like a lot of people, poor people or people who went through the Great Depression, I think that it's like a psychosis that kind of comes from there. So what would be the digital version of that?
That you're afraid to lose your mind.
One time your internet went out.
What's the matter, Rob?
I'm scared all the time. Guys.
Yeah. Well, you're afraid of losing your mind. That's you're literally afraid of losing your thoughts, right? So it's like, what, maybe it's from being stoned or something. I don't know. You lost track of that fucking genius idea that was really probably not a genius idea, but you thought it was, right? Yeah. It was something about toasters and condoms, and you were just like, damn.
I hate
keep
remembering.
The tabs open. Yeah.
I hate remembering my idea that I forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, I had this great idea. Oh, right. Damn it.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
It could also be stuff that you're putting off. So like, I mean, maybe now it wouldn't work, but you know, like you have a tab open so you could do your taxes. You have a tab where it's like, whatever, the voter register, like all kinds of stuff that is coming up, but it's just, or gotta even if it's stuff that you know you'll never get to.
GeoCities website.
Yeah. Yeah. GeoCities.
Still have that tab open somehow.
Yeah. Every tab is just a part of a personality trait that you like to think that you have, and the tab just confirms it, you know? Like you're responsible enough to do your taxes, so you never do your taxes. You just keep the tax form tab open till December, right?
Interesting. It's a projection of the person I want to be, but it's not necessarily the person that I am.
It's a new tab for every email that you're putting off responding to.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mom, your boss.
Your mom.
It's more of a vision
mom,
board than anything
your
else.
Your mom tab.
Someone's mom.
One time, on occasion, the whole thing will just crash on me, you know, like whatever, the computer turns off or something else, but it'll be so freeing. There'll be a moment of like, and then I'll be like, I'm good.
Yeah. <You're> good. I also have those moments. So I would like if you put that in there.
That's a super relatable joke. It's great. Yeah. You definitely do it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what that aha moment is of me just being like, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free of the tabs. I don't
know. There might be something to I keep on wanting to say that one of your tabs is like Wikipedia and there's like a funny thing that you were researching that is completely unessential, but you don't want to forget to look it up. But you don't want to forget to read about it, you know? And for some reason, the only one I'm thinking of is like, well, I don't finish reading about the biography of Jim Henson or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you want to convince yourself that you are going to, you really want to read this. You don't fucking want to read it.
No,
you just keep the tab
it
open.
Is. It's a to-do list. It's a to-do list for me at times.
It would be,
for sure.
It would be really funny if some of the examples, it's like you wanted to research something. It could be like, an article from January about coronavirus. You're like, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to see how bad this thing's going to be.
That is very relatable. I have tabs open in my phone where I go through and it's like, this article is no longer relevant. Is Trump going to pivot to being less insane? Well, I answered that question.
Yeah. I think
it could
the
be
aha
anything.
Moment. Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry. Just anything that's outdated, you know. Just any old news. It doesn't have to be about pandemic stuff. But
it's anything. Jim Henson, that's a good example, right? Yeah. Who the fuck? You tell yourself that you want to read the fucking biography of Jim Henson on Wikipedia. You're telling yourself that. You keep the tab open for months, right? And then that thing happens when all your tabs close because it has to update or something, right? That aha moment is you going, yo, fuck Jim Henson, right? That's what you felt the whole time. Trying to tell yourself that you're a good comedy student and you want to know about the entertainment industry. And then the tab closes and the lie is exposed. You're right. Like, fuck Jim Henson. Fuck my taxes. You know, fuck it all.
You really got Rob's voice there, Melissa. <Thank
you. laughs> Well, I know he'll clean it up. So
say it. Jim Henson knows how I feel about Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, 19, whatever, 45 or whatever to 2020. On the tab closed. That's the real day that he died.
What do hoarders like actually do? Do they once they run out of room, do they get storage?
Yes. My mom is a hoarder.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's something with external hard drives or something like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's bookmarks.
Are you telling me I have a problem?
How many of those did we pay for, Anthony?
None. Of those? Thank you very much. Putting it on my taxes.
It's gotten so bad I've become a physical hoarder of because of all the hard drives that are building up in my apartment.
Like, that's pretty funny, too.
What's on this hard drive? Oh, just tabs.
Just tabs. Yeah. Just lots of tabs. Article on Jim Henson.
I kind of want there to be a one-to-one with the things that you see on the worst episode of Hoarders. Mm-hmm. So like in one of your external hard drives is just filled with like cat skeletons. You know?
That's really funny.
Yeah.
If you're trying to. I had a joke that I don't think I ever tried it, but it was maybe a tweet, something like, how many cat skeletons do you need to have in your apartment before you considered a hoarder?
Be right back.
She's leaving? Oh.
Yeah, be right back.
But that would be very funny if it was like tabs of cat skeletons. I like that a lot.
They also usually find a lot of feces in apartments or houses that are from hoarders. So maybe there could be, I'll know it's a problem when I have a lot of tabs of cat skeletons and feces.
I like that a lot. I was legitimately cleaning my old apartment one time. It was getting a little messy, and I started going through. I was like, I'm going to go through everything. And I just got stopped instantly by like reminiscing and looking at old things. I was like, wow, man, I remember this. And I was like, God damn it. And then I got so distracted. I made a video where I made a joke about that because I was like, all right, man, I'm starting to clean up. And I was like, whoa, this was my meal from yesterday. Oh, I remember this. Oh, the sour cream. Oh, that burrito was so good. I'm gonna keep it.
I had an old tweet that was something along those lines. Was like, are you gonna throw away that Burger King cup in your car? I'm like, that is a family heirloom. That was passed down from my great great grandfather.
I like that a lot. I like the idea too of I'm just trying to work at this phrase here where, you know, I'm like the guy at the bar where I'm just kind of like, you know, more information, you know, some random thing, put it on my tab.
Oh, that's funny.
Come on. More tabs.
Yeah, I just want there to
that's
be
good.
A giant list of useless things that you are Googling. Like, yeah. Episode
Picture
list
frames.
Of the TV show MASH. Get in here.
Get in here. Do you want to know what's on my tabs currently? I've got
periodic table of elements. Come on.
Yeah.
But not the most recent version. Get in here.
1980 subway map of New York City. Yeah.
That's so funny. I've got two different emails open, personal one and then one from work. I've got a Google Sheets also related to work. There's like six work ones. I've got a YouTube video up of some math thing in the infinite pattern that doesn't repeat. Some
another work thing. It's all I love that.
No,
it's just all work.
This is just fun. This is fun stuff. It's just some video of like just like a little random.
Thought you're doing fun math
thing.
Stuff instead of like lame math stuff. You know, I know you're cool.
I've got a half open episode of Billions. I'll finish that at some point. Looks like fun. Another YouTube. Ooh, John Oliver. All right. I might finish him later too. That's another video here, an Amazon thing. Wow. Quite a bit. Yeah.
I don't know if this fits, but all those tabs made me think of like when somebody asks you if you've watched a certain TV show, mm-hmm. your answer would be, I get a tab. I got a tab. Have you watched Mad Men yet? It's on my, just one of my tabs. It's one of my tabs.
Look at my tabs.
It.
Okay.
Melissa, are you making food?
Yeah.
Huh. What are you making?
Sorry. She's making zucchini noodles.
No, I made those. Actually,
the
I
toilet.
Made...
That's when her camera was off. She was making making some zucchini noodles.
I'm making I made a beef stroganoff with the zucchini noodles, and now I'm making some baked sweet potato, like roasted sweet potatoes, basically. Like,
and welcome to Is This Anything, the cooking show where we decide if is this dish is this dish delish.
You got any tabs on potato wedges, Rob?
Instead of sweet potatoes, do you ever think about doing a russet potato? I think that might read a little bit better for this bit.
Make yourself useful and get some tabs open on some recipes, buddy.
I got tons of recipe tabs.
I do like the idea of that's my first go-to thing. It's just, you know, if I open up a tab. That's just what it's always going to be. Like, oh, yeah. You know, let me open up a couple tabs. Just, you know, really wrap my mind around this project. You know, anytime. Rob, can you get something working? Maybe edit the episode. Sure. Let me get a couple tabs going on it. And, you know, I'll be there.
Rob, can you fix the creaky step? Yeah, I'll get a tab open. Fixing the creaky step. You got it. Down.
I'll open 2, 3, 4 tabs if I need to. We'll really get to the bottom of it.
You should really visit Dad. He's not feeling well. All right, I'll get a tab going right now. I'll get a Google Maps tab, Shane Ticket tab. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm
car rental.
Car rental tab. Just tell me what you need. I will make sure I'll get enough tabs on it.
There's something funny about like the relationship of hoarders, of like trying to clean it up and the negotiation with the hoarders. Mm. So maybe if you have a tech support person who's trying to fix your computer, and he's like, "Why do you even have this open?" He's like, "This is a blank tab." You're like, "Yeah, but I might go somewhere later." You know, like that negotiation may be similar to a hoarder experience.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, those were the only tags that I actually started off with, was the negotiation thing, where I'm just like, "Oh, I could close that, but I kind of need this." So I love that idea, and I want that to be a big part of it, actually. So I like the fact that it's with the tech support guy too. That justifies a little bit.
This is just for the brain pile, but some of the tabs, I think it would be funny if they were sort of like reverse engineering something, where it's like, you know, I've always wanted to learn Spanish, so I've got that. That's a tab. But then once I learn Spanish, like, I should really go somewhere and use it. So I got Expedia up for the trip I'm going to eventually take, you know. And I'm going to want to know, like, some fun things to do while I'm there. So I got my list of, you know, best things to do in El Salvador tab, you know. And then I'm sure I'm going to meet somebody there, and we're going to really hit it off. So I've got how do you get a green card tab up. And,
just this tab tree.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, our family's going to be from different cultures. So I got a tab about, you know, like, how do you handle being in an interracial relationship. That's going to lead to my divorce, of course. So there's a tab there. Got to find a good divorce attorney. Yeah.
There's something.
And then I just watched porn.
And then the ultimate thing could be, then I just open up a whole new window. Now I've just got like, then the whole process starts again. Just windows on top of tabs.
Just well, two of them. Windows.
Yeah.
Just two windows with like 50 tabs.
Yeah.
Like, this, you got one left, is a lost brain, cause.
Left brain, right brain tabs. You got left brain window, right brain window. One is creative, one is whatever.
Yeah, one is like the stuff that's good for you to be thinking about, and the other is like,
oh, in yeah,
your dark place.
Yeah, you have your evil dark web window and your Main Street windows.
There was a comic years ago, and I forget who it was, but they had some joke I liked where he's like, I got this brand new Mac computer and I love it. It's just like perfect. I treat it like very pristine. I don't put any extra stuff on it. But then I got like a Dell laptop in my garage. I just put a bunch of filth on there.
That's great.
And I was like, I don't even remember the joke, the person, but the concept was pretty much that. And I was like, I love that concept so much.
Yeah.
Whoever said the thing about the dark web made me think it'd be really funny if you established this as a pattern, and then you did that again for the dark web, where someone's got like a bunch of tabs open on the dark web. It's just like, no, no, I might want to hire this assassin, and then I might want to order that Filipino boy, and then I'm going to have to get that kilo of uncut meth.
Yeah, then, ooh, mystery box. Yeah, I'll get that.
Ooh, the dark web tabs. Just constant. There's 27 dark web tabs open. What is all this?
You got a tab for 4chan.
Yeah. Start off with just like Bitcoin and 4chan. And
I might want to hack into the National Reserve. I might want to do that.
Not today, not now, but someday. This is excellent, guys. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. I think we can wrap right there.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Melissa. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Tell us again about your awesome podcast that people should 100% listen to because of how dope it is.
I mean, yeah, if you want to. It's called Melissa Time.
Get all this time.
Yeah, I set it up for you. Instead, you're just like, no.
I can't help it, man. When people set things up, I guess I just got to fucking veer. I can't help it. That's why Brett, you do it better when you just Brett knows how to handle me. He just kind of, he's like, all right, well, whatever, bitch. And then he knows that then I'll go the other way into a more positive direction.
I don't remember any of, what can you give me an example of one time where I've
done whatever? I don't know.
Whatever,
well, I know. Well, one time I was like, he said something like, oh, have a great set, right? And then I was just like, I don't know, it's gonna be like whatever, I don't feel well. Right? And then he was like, fine, bomb, bitch. And then I was like, I mean, maybe it'll be okay. And I was like, wow, that actually like worked. Me, yeah.
He says,
I don't think I
ever
called
me.
You bitch, but I definitely would have said, like, yeah, okay, fine, just bomb then.
Yeah. Okay.
He said it to me once on tour, and then I bombed, and I was like, thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing it. And people can follow you on Instagram at
Melissa Diaz for you.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Check back for more individual clips and full episodes every Monday, or you can listen wherever you enjoy podcasts. If you want to support the show and get access to special fan-only content, go to patreon.com/ITAPod. That's ITAPod, as in Is This Anything Podcast. Relevant links in the description. Take care.